This is Ken Miller, and I think you'll agree that it's nearly impossible these days to read a newspaper or magazine without seeing an article about stem cell research. The many types of cells and tissues in our bodies are produced from stem cells in the embryo, and even as adults, our bodies contain pools of stem cells that constantly divide to help renew tissues such as hair, skin, and blood. What biologists seek to learn from these cells is how they do it. What are the signals that tell one cell to become a liver cell and another to become a nerve cell? That's the goal of stem cell research, and scientists hope to master those signals in a way that will allow them to grow new cells to replace damaged tissue in the brain, the spinal cord, or the heart. Needless to say, many kinds of stem cell research are controversial. Because some of the most versatile stem cells are found in the embryo, many scientists are working on embryonic stem cells to study their development. Many people, however, object to this research and to the destruction of human embryos that it involves. On our website, we've provided links to resources on both sides of this important issue, and we hope you will take the opportunity to explore the arguments that swirl around stem cell research. What should society do? Quite frankly, in a democracy, that's for the people to decide. And I hope only that you will learn enough about this issue to participate in the discussion as a thoughtful and scientifically informed citizen. Stem cell research is at the cutting edge of science, and it seems to me that one of your personal goals in studying biology this year should be to understand it well enough to analyze the ethical and moral questions that surround it.